Salt Your Wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Always glad to be telling you about the good news of Balance of Nature, because it has transformed my life in such a dramatic way. But even more honored to have Dr. Douglas Howard, the founder of Balance of Nature, being able to join us, because we get to tap into both sides of his brain, the medical side of him as a medical doctor that understands the interaction of medicines with the body and how the body works, but also the nutritional side of Dr. Douglas Howard, who also understands how the chemistry of real life whole food works, and then putting it together with the health triad and a health coach. And you've got just a powerful, powerful combination at Balance of Nature all the time. It's one of the reasons why I love telling you about them. But Dr. Howard, we've been working our way through a cute little list I saw a couple of months ago that was labeled very simply 20 nutrition facts that should be common sense but aren't. And we've talked about things like trans fats and what meat does in the colon and how healthy eggs are. And last week we talked about sugary drinks and diet drinks and what all that does. This week, the low-fat diet that has been promoted by so many across the board seems to have, in a number of studies, been rather ineffective in both weight loss and disease prevention. So does low-fat mean healthy, Dr. Douglas Howard?
No, it doesn't. I mean, now let me verify that with another thing. It doesn't mean that it can't be healthy either. But just going low fat does not mean healthy. Does that make sense?
Yep. Well, and explain why the food manufacturers have been able to get away with telling you low fat is healthy, but it hasn't necessarily worked out.
There are certain fats that we should avoid more of. I mean, fats can be unhealthy. But just because something says low fat doesn't mean it is healthy. And there's several reasons for this. But, you know, one of the biggies is this, that when they started taking out the fat, they started losing flavor. Real fats have flavor. It's actually one of the senses that your tongue actually tastes. You know, that you have salty and sweet and bitter and sour, and actually fats is the another taste bud that we actually have that people
right.
don't realize we have. And so that's why some people are just drawn to that taste as much as other people are sugar. So that being said, we have to have some fats. We have to have some fats. What I really keyed up on this and started studying it out was when I went to Russia, and we stayed with a lady who was eating like a quarter of a cup of oil every day. And she was super thin, very thin woman, pretty healthy, but she was consuming a quarter cup of oil every day. And come to find out that, you know, that a lot of people there had done this, but it depends on what the oil is. Olive oil, for example, is very healthy. Motor oil, I wouldn't suggest drinking. Now, that sounds ridiculous, but there's everything in between, and everything has a place. And there's fads, constant fads. Is coconut oil, you know, the best oil in the world? Well, coconut oil has its values, but it's not the best oil in the world. It goes to a solid state at room temperature. And, you know, it melts quickly in your hand, and that's good, because if you consume it, it's at least that temperature, and you know it's staying that way. But anything that goes to a solid faster is not as good for you.
Hmm.
Olive oil and the virgin olive oils are the very best. So anyways, but another thing is when you think about this, how many overweight people do you see? And this fits with what we talked about last week. How many overweight people do you see that are on a low-fat diet and low sugar, or they're having artificial sweeteners in their food? Because they're really having artificial fats in their food, so to speak.
Hmm.
Because manufacturers then put other chemicals and other things to compensate for that fat, but now they can say that it's a low-fat food, but it's a high-processed food. And that now becomes a problem because now you're just eating man-made chemical crap, and that's not healthy.
And the body doesn't really have the capacity to deal with it.
No, you don't have the capacity to deal with it, and also it causes your body to crave more real food, which then causes cravings and causes you to eat more. So it actually can cause higher, being on a low-fat diet can cause weight gain because it causes people to binge.
Right.
And, you know, you're going to find some people that say, I'll go on a bacon diet and eat more fat and eat less carbs and higher fat, less carbs, less sugars. And there's all kinds of fad diets out there. But reality is this. Balance your diet. Have good fats. You need to have fats in your diet. From nuts, from olive oil, from healthy oils, even grapeseed oil, and some of those are very good. I recommend olive oil almost always and consistently. If people want butter, for example, in their diet, and they just won't stop eating it, take butter, mix it half with olive oil, blend it up, and you've got a great spread. Just use it lightly, but you'll still get the flavor of the butter, and you get the benefit of the olive oil, and you can put it in the fridge so it doesn't go bad as fast, and then it'll stay soft, and you can still spread it.
Yeah.
And there's just some small things like that that if you do, it is absolutely healthier for you.
Well,
and also, don't be fooled by the low-fat label. That's the biggest key, right?
Right. Just because something says low-fat doesn't mean it's healthy, and that is really important. And friends, it all comes back to this. It's kind of the quality of what you're putting in your body. It's one of the reasons why I use Balance of Nature. It's nothing but whole plant fruits and vegetables, and it'll make your life better, too. Dr. Howard, thanks for being here.
Attention career seekers. New York's 19th annual Diversity Employment Day Career Fair is coming up Wednesday, May 22nd from 11 to 3 at the Watson Hotel Midtown, 440 West 57th Street in Manhattan. CityCareerFair.com invites you to interview with New York's top employers looking to fill hundreds of positions. Employment opportunities include finance, sales, management, healthcare, engineering, and more. AM 970 The Answer will be there as well. Come to the Career Fair this Wednesday, May 22nd at the Watson Hotel Midtown, 57th Street. For more information, visit CityCareerFair.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest is Corey M. Stern. He represents individuals who have catastrophically been injured, with an emphasis on children that have suffered brain damage from lead poisoning. What is your experience with lead poisoning?
My most vast experience is in Flint, Michigan, where we represent about 3,000 children who were all lead poisoned by consuming the water in Flint. And in New York City, where hundreds, if not thousands, of kids have been exposed to lead-based paint in New York City Housing Authority's buildings. The Housing Authority is the biggest landlord in the city.
Biggest landlord in the country.
The population of public housing in New York City is about 400,000 people, which is roughly the same size as the population of Boston, Massachusetts.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. Most people think their landlord is responsible for damages and losses to their apartment. Most people don't know that 9 out of 10 New York insurance claims are for water damage, not fire. Michael Honig and Michael Conti aren't most people. Honig Conti Insurance is here to provide guidance, not just policies. Head to honigconti.com today. HONIGCONTE.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go. Jay Sekulow, live, is next on AM 970, The Answer. You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I think that people, over the course of a campaign, they get to know who you are. They don't know in the beginning, but they get to know who you are in the course of a campaign.
Yeah, okay. He's good at saying the same thing twice, I guess. That's de Blasio. He's running for president. A lot of people, including City Minority Whip Borelli, calling on the mayor to step down from his post in order to do this. Of course, he's not going to. And in all honesty, does anybody want Mr. Jumaane Williams running the city? I mean, is that really what we want? Like, that's kind of like the that's kind of like what Joe Biden was for President Obama. Nobody wanted Biden to run, so we saw to it that Obama was going to serve out his term. Here's the thing. This country is not ready for a President de Blasio and may never be. He's far too out there. The other big story this week is what has happened in Alabama. But friends, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That Alabama abortion ban. And by the way, it's not really a ban of all abortions. It has the same carve outs that every piece of major pro-life legislation has had for the last 30 years. The difference is they got it passed, and it's probably going to be targeted and taken to the Supreme Court. But if it doesn't, Missouri is right in line behind them. Mississippi is on their heels. Louisiana has a heartbeat bill pending. There's now an 8-week bill that's working its way through a couple of states. Ohio has legislation that's going pro-life. You have got at least a dozen states that are getting so much more conservative on the protection of the unborn child. And here's the thing, friend, here's the thing. I said this weeks ago. The country in 2020, blue states are going to be bluer, and they are going to be deep bluer. But the red states are going to get more red. They're going to get more vibrantly red. And some of those pink states like Rust Belts, they're going to move into solid red. Because there is a divide in this country of fundamental understanding of worldview, personal responsibility, size of government, what rewards and work should equal. And none of it adds up to the socialist dream that the Democratic field is trying to gather itself around. You're going to have bluer blue states. You're going to have redder red states. But at the end of the day, Donald Trump's going to win a bigger re-election in 2020 than he won in 2016. That is my formula. I am not seeing anything that's reversing that at this point. And these pro-life bills, they're just kind of evidence of what's going on in the grassroots. I'll see you next time. I'm Kevin McCullough.